Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Kiss God Radio. I hope you enjoyed your day today and looking forward to a wonderful night. LoveRadioNetwork.com is where you are, and Kiss God Radio is here to encourage your heart. I'm Pastor P, and I want to thank you for leaning in with me for the next 30 minutes, giving you the best that I got, cultivating and inspiring singles around the world, helping singles to fall in love with God, love themselves, and learning how to love others the right way. We're here to help singles kiss God so that they can stop kissing the wrong people. I believe you cannot grow yourself until you know yourself. And if you really want to know yourself, you got to start by having a relationship with God. So y'all, I want you to sit back, relax, and enjoy. We'll be right back with more of Kiss God. Over 2020. Y'all, life is short and heaven is real. Just keep God in your hearts, y'all. Remember, it's never too late to make a brand new start. Well, I got something to say, so let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening. Thank you for another opportunity to speak life to singles around the world. Father, we thank you. We ask you to take the next 20 minutes and let me impact everyone who is listening. May every heart be rejuvenated and revived. Father, I'm asking you to let this message bring healing. May it bring peace. May eyes be open as we seek your face. And may our lips be upon your grace. In Jesus' matchless name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. My. Well, ladies and gentlemen, again, I want to thank you for joining me tonight. Last week, we talked about the crowded room. Talked about the crowded room. And we used our imaginations to picture how our lives has a door in it. A one-way door. Enter only, no exits. Whoever comes through this door and whatever they bring with them cannot leave, ever. Ugh, that's scary, isn't it? They will be with you in this room for the rest of your life. So again, this is imagination. But I need you to really, you know, bring it in to reality as close as possible, because this concept matters to you because the quality of your life depends upon who is in your room. If you missed last week, please go to loveradionetwork.com and I want you to look up Kiss God Radio's archives and you will find it. Now, last week was entitled The Crowded Room. This week is entitled Security at the Door. Security at the door. Let's go to Proverbs. Let me give you a text. For those of you that do read the Bible, let me give you a text. Proverbs 4 and 23, very familiar passage of Scripture. 4 and 23, Proverbs 4, 23. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Now, that is the NIV version. Okay, the NIV version. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. So far, the scripture. So I want you to picture your room in your mind. It holds all of these people. Again, this is the imaginary view. It holds all of these people that you let in your room. And that really makes this room pretty large. You can decorate it any way you want, but it's big. It's almost like an auditorium. I said that last week, right? It's almost like an auditorium. And there are people close to you whom you see regularly and you know well. There's friends, there's families, there's immediate colleagues. There's others who have a significant role in your daily life. There are others behind them that you talk to occasionally. Don't really know them, but you know, you say, hi, how you doing? They are associates of others. They are the people you interact with from time to time, with whom you are mostly friends or possibly indifferent about. People are there. So many people are in this room. There are other people there, perhaps hundreds. And behind them, there are folks that are just fading off into the room who are less important in your life, but guess what? They're still there. And way in the back, in the hidden corners, in the darkest reaches of the room, are people you haven't thought about in years or would just as soon forget. Or maybe, just maybe perhaps, you would like to bring out of the shadows once more. So let's dive into this. There it sits. There's that door. It's closed, but it's not locked. Ready to swing open when the next person pushes his or her way in. And when you're very young, you can only sit and marvel at the parade of people who come through into your room. So it takes years before you begin to understand that not all of the people who come in are people you necessarily want in the room. So in other words, it takes discipline and it takes maturity. So even after you figure out the meaning and the function of that door, you have to spend time learning how and when and why you should use it. Until you reach that stage in your life, the door swings wide at the slightest touch. I guess I want to say, depending on your emotions, you begin to wonder if there is a way to control who comes through the door. So, I'm here to tell you that there is a way. You can. In fact, you can control the situation. You can take control when that door opens and when it shuts. How are you going to do that? You're going to put somebody at the door, right? It's your imagination. You're going to put a bouncer at the door. You're going to put a security guard at the door. I know I said bouncer, but remember, your room is like an auditorium, right? And there's only one door, and anybody who comes in can't leave. And like any good auditorium owner, you can post security at that door who will grant entry to only those people you want in. If you're not on the list, take a hike. I know I used the word bouncer, but, you know, again, we can use security. That's the title, right? Security at the door. Or we could use guard, maybe, even better. Or doorman, right? Someone who restricts entry, but in a friendly, helpful way. Y'all, this is so important. It's so important. I just can't express how important this is. You need someone. You need, in your mind, I'm talking about, who is at that door that will restrict entry. They're not on the list again. You got to bounce. You got to go. The idea of someone screening entrance to your room is much more important than the name you call that person. You got it? I'm going to say it again. The idea of someone screening entrance to your room is much more important than the name you call that person. You got to screen your life, y'all. You have to start screening your life in 2021. Guard the door to your life. Guard the door to your heart. Okay, I get it. We're not really actually talking about somebody standing out, but you have to understand the concept. We're talking about a metaphorical security person, a metaphorical doorman, right? Your conscious and your subconscious mind, a process of thought and feelings to help you determine whether your door should remain closed or be open to allow someone entry into your life. So why? Why are people in your lives? Why are they there? Let's look at it. What defines that kind of person you want the security man to let into your room? What is it? Why are you here? So let's look. Is it success, perhaps? You need to know what kind of success is important to you. So now, I won't get into that part, but we're looking at what are your core values? I have a teaching that I'm going to do. I don't know when I'm going to do it. It's called The Hand. Oh, I can't wait till I do that. I'm going to show you, especially it's to the women. It's definitely to the women, but what each finger represents when you hold the hand of a man. I won't get into that right now. But you got to know what your core values are, right? So if you're looking for people to come into your life that are successful, then what is success to you? Is it material success? Is it success in personal relationships? Success in creating value for others? Creating value for others without thinking of one's own self? Or is success simply achieving personal happiness? Now, here we go. Now, when we use the word happiness, what is the meaning? You got it. What is the meaning of happiness? Does happiness come from having meaning in your life, or is happiness simply the joy of the journey? Because all of this that I'm saying matters to who's in your room or who you allow in your room. And you must tell security, these are the people that you allow in this room. So you have to have value for your life. So in order, man, this is good. I don't know. This is helping me out right now. In order for people to start coming in my room, I have to know who I am, what I represent, what I value. So I must start asking questions. Like, we just asked a lot of questions, right? And it's only the beginning. Because where are you getting ready to go? Whom you going to start mingling with? Where God is getting ready to take you? You're going to need security at the door. So each question you try to answer technically brings to mind more questions. That's why you have to spend time with yourself, get to know yourself, spend time with God. And each day you start asking yourself, what are my values? Did my values change? Have I let my guards down? So I'm hoping that this message will help you. So questions will guide you towards taking control, that one-way door. You want to start effectively achieving certain things in life. Because in this room is creating your life. So right now, you have to get control of that door blasting open. Right now, it's swinging open and it's shutting on its own. People of all sorts are flooding in. Why? Why are you here? Why are you here? I get it. You've been here for a long time. I get it. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Yeah, you've been here for a long time. And your season is over. You know, sometimes you just got to, people's seasons is over. So people of all sorts are flooding in. And the squeaking is driving you crazy because the door keeps opening. But nobody is leaving. Now, I wrote this down today. The devil wants to crowd your value in order to devalue you. Okay, now, let me explain that. The devil wants to crowd your value in order to devalue you. You have crazy value. You are priceless. People are going to want to be a part of you. The devil is going to even send people to you. And the more that people are around you, pull on you, drain you, speak negativity into you, they begin to devalue you. They don't appreciate who you are. They get familiar with you. They lose respect for you because they don't look at your life the way you look at it. Thus, they don't honor, they don't respect, they got comfortable. All right, you with me? So what can we do? So tonight is, you know, really, are you ready to take full control of your door? This is some good stuff. This is why y'all got to invite people to Kiss God Radio, right here on loveradionetwork.com. You got to really invite people because this really is some good stuff. This is the problem. This is the situation that people, they are literally driving you crazy. Are you with me? They are literally driving you crazy. So here's the deal. What are you going to do? When are you ready to take full control? You have to assign that duty to the imaginary person who becomes a part of your personality, your doorman or your security person. And your doorman stands at the entrance, at that one-way door, and admits or bars those who want to enter. Your doorman, your security man, does this according to a set of criteria that you provide. Here it is. They happy people, creative people, positive people. Right? All right, go right in. Negative, pessimistic, unhappy people, stay out. Did you get what I said? Happy, creative, positive people, cool. Let's go in. Negative, pessimistic, unhappy people, stay out. So in order to determine who to let in your room, you need to make some important choices in your life. And choices, listen to me, choices have consequences. What do I want to do with my life? Whom can I trust to do business with? How do I deal with the different people and the difficult people in my life? Who should I marry? Where should I live? Where am I going? These answers to these questions involves choices. First, you'll need to identify your values. You got it? You got to identify your value. You can't just live life and you see some good-looking 6 feet bald, dark-skinned man, you know, whatever, driving a good-looking car. You can be light-skinned, I don't care. You know, making six figures. Still, what does the way a man look cause you to drop the value of who you are? I'm just asking. Does the way a woman look cause you to drop the value of who you are in Christ, my brothers? I'm just asking. So we have to, again, know ourselves in order to grow ourselves. You'll need to know your values. The next thing, you need to know who's already in your room and how they affect the quality of your life right now. Right now, take inventory of who's in your room. Knowing that you know now and knowing what you know now, ask yourself, will you continue to do business with person A? Would you try to be a closer friend to person B? Would you even let person C approach the door? So with a bit of introspection, you can learn to make different choices in the future. Are y'all with me? Is this making sense? This is making sense. I know it is. So this reflection is part of training your doorman, your security man, to guard the door based on your values. My sister, my brother, based on your values. And you know what we call this? We call this values-based decision-making. Value-based decision-making. Now, I'm making my decisions in my life based on my values. Somebody stop the train. I hope you're getting this. I am. So it's not just, it's not just about guarding entry into your room. But guess what, y'all? It's all about managing your room also. It's all about handling your room, handling the people that's already in your, here we go, in your living room. They are in your living room, your desire room, your vision room, your goal room. Why are you in this room? All of these things are important to understand in order to curate the room and the life that you want. Create the life you want. Are you with me? So here's one other thought that might help you visualize this fascinating room that is in your life. Your room is not yet full. Your room has no maximum capacity. There's room for more people in it. People who can mentor you for you to achieve the life you want. The question for you is, who do you want to attract in your room? Guess what, y'all? It's not too late. It's not too late. And that's what I want to leave you with. And we're going to come back next week. But that's what you want to start looking for. Mentors. People that can help you. Business folks. People that can inspire you. People that can illuminate you. People that can lift you up and teach you. People that can add value to your life. These are the people that you want in your living room. Are y'all with me? Are y'all with me? So you got to come back. You got to come back. I got so much more. I got so much more for you. So listen, I want you to invite 5 more people to this session next week, next Tuesday, all right, at 8 o'clock. Because my time is up. And I thank you for yours. And I want you to join us again next week. Join me on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. on Visions of God Family Worship page on Facebook Live. That's Visions Online Outreach. We're just reaching souls around the world for Jesus Christ. So join Pastor P in the VOG family as we do what we do. And we are making a difference in many lives one at a time. All right. God bless you. Heaven smile upon you. I pray that you go in peace and may your peace be multiplied. Charlie Rock, take me to the bridge.
Thank you.